The Ringer's Charles Holmes and co-host Grace Spellman present the most notorious new podcast in the industry, The Ringer Music Show. Every Tuesday, they'll bring you the latest news, the hottest takes, and the deepest reporting about the wild world of music and the chaotic industry that creates it. Check out The Ringer Music Show exclusively on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm joined today by my colleague, my comrade, Amelia Wedemeyer. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Juliette.
Well, it's almost time for Katie's season. We're a few weeks out. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm shocked. I'm not shocked, but I am like, whoa, that came up really quickly, quicker than I thought it would. But
it's been about 2 months since season wrapped. I know. It's crazy. But yeah, it's been like 2 months. Okay. I feel like I've been like in a post-Matt season fugue state for 2 weeks. Like, or excuse me, 2 months, like processing my Bachelor feelings. I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to get back into it. I don't know.
Sure. I mean, not the person I wanted, but sure.
Yeah. So we've got Katie. My main takeaway from Matt season regarding Katie is that actually no one liked her.
I know, that's mine too, because every single girl who's come on this podcast has been like, oh yeah, she's a girl.
It just doesn't seem like there's Katie fans out there. And I was a Katie fan early on. So
me too. But I changed my mind, you know?
Yeah, which you're entitled to do. Of course. I think it'll be interesting. One thing so far is it feels like with Katie, it's just been like super budget, like her trailers. She's just like, did they run out of a fashion budget for her? Oh. Like, what's going on? I've been really confused by that.
That Zazzle shirt that she had that was just like
Be a Katie or something.
Be a Katie.
What is it a play on, by the way?
Well, just like, you know, I think it goes back. Remember like in Sex and the City and they had those shirts? I was like, I'm a Samantha.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
I think it's like kind of like that, but it's using that angle where she's like sex positive and she hates bullies. So it's like be a Katie instead of a Victoria or something.
Okay. Well, that's not working for me because I didn't get it. But I might just be out of touch because I just yesterday learned about Guap Dad 4000, which is a musical artist, which I apparently is really popular. I'm just really out of touch. And also I'm continuing to rock my side part. No one can tell me otherwise. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love that. Me too. But I'm also trying to inch it more towards the middle.
I'm 35. I don't need to look like I'm Gen Z. So,
okay. That's a good argument. Yeah.
All right. So we're gathered here today because the bios are out.
Wow.
You know, I think The Bachelor, it's going to be weird for a few months because I don't think they've resolved. I know they haven't resolved the Chris Harrison situation, but the last few seasons, Chris Harrison has done like a Facebook Live to reveal the contestants. And this season, they had like a Jimmy Kimmel segment.
Oh, honestly, I think that's an upgrade.
I do too. I mean, that's going from Facebook Live to late night. So that's definitely an upgrade. But I think it just remains weird. And I think the sort of like the magnetic north of The Bachelor, I don't know where that's pointing. And like I don't want to like overstate Chris Harrison's influence or role. And I think in many ways it's good to mix things up. But I do think that this is just going to feel different, as it should, because what's been going on hasn't been, you know, meeting totally. A lot of standards.
Well, and I think it's also okay to, you know, he's kind of synonymous with The Bachelor, whether you like him or not. I mean, the guy's been around since the first. He's the only thing that's been constant. So I totally get it. And he's in all the promos. He has his own little picture. Like, yes, you think of The Bachelor and you think Chris Harrison. So I totally get it.
It's going to be weird. But that said, I'm kind of curious to see how the season goes. And with that, we're going to get into the dudes. And I want to start with, we usually go alphabetical order, which we will mostly do.
Okay.
No research, just based on the info we're given on abc.com/shows/the-bachelorette. I want to start with the last thing that's listed on the website of this list of guys. And that is something that is ? So I don't know what this is supposed to be other than like a surprise contestant we're getting. Right. I did see a spoiler about one person from Tayshia's season who makes a comeback.
Who is it? I'm scared. Is Blake? It Ed?
No, oh, it's okay, Blake. Okay. Blake. I think it's Blake Boynes. The Blake who like read.
Oh my God.
Who said he read a book about grieving to like bond with Claire, if I recall correctly.
That actually, I swear, I know you're going to think I'm joking, but I actually thought he was going to be my second guess.
Really?
And my actual real, because Ed was a joke, but no, because he's so thirsty for fame and just like attention. He loves attention. He tried to one up everyone in terms of attention all the time. And he's just like, you know, I just am not a fan, but sure. I mean, get that 15 minutes.
I just think the choice by whomever makes these bios to like go hard on the question mark.
Wow.
Is really weird. Like, I don't, there was a lot of ways that could have presented this like surprise person. And like, they obviously wanted to go for like maximum confusion, but this just looks like unfinished and like a mistake of some kind. It looks like someone like put their elbow on their keyboard and they happened to hit the question mark key. And it's really weird.
It's weird. And it's also weird. Did you see the images that they released like on Facebook and stuff?
I looked at a few of them.
Those were weird too. Those were like just very thrown together Photoshop. We were making fun of it in the Tea Time group chat. It was just,
why do they make everyone look much worse in all of their photos?
They always do. It's like
bad lighting or something.
It's bad lighting. It's weird poses. It's like the most disgusting clothes that they found on the floor of a costume department. It's just unfortunate.
It's super weird. And then Katie doesn't seem like she did like a proper photo shoot for this, because her bio is like a pixelated image of her in like a, you know, from night one or something like that. In a gown, but it's like really low quality. It's really weird.
This looks like one of those like speckled paintings, you know, that are just like
It's like when you're filling out, you have to like pick a profile photo for some app or something, and you only have one that's just like not high enough quality, but like you zoom in anyway to use it for like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
They zoomed in too much. I don't know. This is clearly like from someone's phone. I don't know. It's super weird. Maybe she didn't like her photo shoot pictures. I don't know. But we're off to a weird start with these bios. This is not the typical look.
Oh my God. She looks really strange. And this is not her fault. I mean,
no, not her fault at all. Also, the other thing,
beautiful
about
woman,
it,
but Jesus,
it's like unedited, because usually photos like this are edited and they kind of like make your makeup seem more natural, but like you can really see the eyelash extensions. And again, that's not a knock on Katie. It's like someone didn't do the proper editing.
Okay. Yeah. Let's throw together some random picture on some intern's iPhone. That's so rude.
I know. It's super weird. This is just really weird. Katie, God. You deserve better.
She does.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Katie's bio says she's a 30-year-old Washington native who became an instant fan favorite for her memorable arrival on night one, where she introduced herself to Matt, light up vibrator in tow, unapologetically herself. Katie's adventurous, daring, and ready for a man with whom she can build a life. A marketing manager with an innate social media savvy and humorous outlook on life, she is a witty storyteller who wants a man that will laugh along with her. You know, the use of the word storyteller really caught my eye here. It's just sort of, I don't know. I think it's time to retire that word.
Yeah, you think?
Storytelling, and in reference to like anything outside of someone reading a book to children, I think it's time, or writing a book for children, I think it's time to retire storytelling.
You know what? I agree. I feel like they use that like on the masterclass website. They're like, a real storyteller. Learn how to tell your story. And you're like, okay, we get it. Thanks.
We're here to tell long-form stories. Long-form storytelling. It's like, okay, we get it.
Right.
I'm just really blown away by this Katie situation. But, you know, I wish her the best.
Yeah.
Okay. This photo is just bizarre. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Into the men we go. We're going to try to go as fast as we can. I don't know how we'll do.
Okay.
First, Aaron, he's 26. He's an insurance agent from San Diego, California. Mm. Aaron said he plans to leave a legacy behind, so he needs a partner who is going to support him and encourage his dreams. His one flaw, Aaron says he can be a procrastinator, but now he's done wasting time and is ready to find his wife. Aaron cool. has one tattoo, his family's initials on his neck. Okay, couple things.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Aaron's ambition. All I know is he's currently an insurance agent. I know he's just this. He seems like a nice guy based on this alone. Mm-hmm. What's the legacy he's building? Is this like the next Alexander Hamilton? Like, what kind of legacy does he have planned that he's like planning to use The Bachelorette to launch his platform?
Maybe he wants to start his own insurance agency.
Maybe, which would be cool. I love a small business. Support small business.
Sure.
Okay. His biggest fears are rats and saber-toothed tigers.
That's stupid.
Because you're just not going to encounter a saber-toothed tiger and rats. He lives in San Diego. Do they have a lot of rats there? I don't know.
I don't. And they're like, whatever. Rats, like, what's the worst they're going to do? Like, tear a hole in your shirt? Like, I don't.
They are really gross. I don't want to see a rat.
Oh, I think they're. I like rodents, but sorry.
Okay, you do?
Yeah, well, I like them way more than bugs. I would take rodents over bugs.
I go bugs over rodents every day.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay,
spiders, no problem. Don't care.
Oh, I hate spiders, silverfish. I hate those. I hate them. But
then you must have had a hard time when the heat would crank up in Los Angeles in our office. It sounds like our studio's rough.
That's true with all the termites. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. But you know what I do like about Aaron is that he loves Halloween because he loves it when things get spooky.
I hate Halloween. It's one of my firmest opinions. I hate it. I've never felt comfortable in costumes.
Okay, all right.
I can only be me.
Okay, no, I get that.
Let's move on to Andrew M. Andrew M. is 31, deputy district attorney from Newport Beach, California.
Wow.
His photo is so much like Dr. Joe's. Their facial expression is exactly the same. And like the way they're sort of like chest forward is so similar. Seriously, go back and look. It looks like Dr. Joe.
I believe you. Sorry. Oh my God. Yeah. He's just like welcoming you in. He's beckoning
Andrew's
you.
Here. Andrew M. He's here. He's from Newport Beach. Andrew M. watched The OC and then decided to write his bio because this is what he said. When he's not in the courtroom, you can find Andrew M. coaching youth water polo or building bonfires on the beach. It's like, okay, could you be more stereotypically Newport Beach?
Welcome to OC, bitch.
He also reminds me of a character that could be on Dead to Me, which is another great Newport show. Did you watch that?
No, but I think my mom like did. Okay, okay.
Amelia's mom and I love the same television shows. Every time I recommend a show, that's what you say.
No, she loves all. I mean, I was just talking to my friend this weekend and her husband loves the same TLC shows as my mom. So, you know. Okay.
Well, your mom, she's an every woman then.
She is.
Andrew M. played 1 year professional water polo in Hungary's first division, the most competitive league in the world. Did anyone know that Hungary was an international leader in water polo?
No.
Super.
And why just 1 year?
I don't know. Maybe he had to go to law school.
Oh, okay.
Andrew M. loves to sample men's fragrances from magazine inserts. I mean, I liked that when I was a kid, sure. he enjoys woodworking. And when he graduated from college, he T-bowed on stage.
Why would you ever admit to that in a bio that the whole world can see?
I don't know.
That's so embarrassing.
It really is. I'd love to know where he went to school. It's also like, did he go to school at Florida or like in Colorado? Because those are my two questions, but I don't think that's cool.
Like, who cares? That's so lame.
That's kind of like being like, I love to ice my friends with a Smirnoff ice, which is honestly funnier than T-bowing at your graduation.
Exactly. I will say this. I am a huge fan of true crime. So like I've seen so many true crime stories. And one of my favorite deputy district attorneys. He's no longer a deputy district attorney, but he was featured on a bunch of like 48 Hours and Datelines. His name was Matt Murphy, and he was a deputy district attorney for, I think it was for Newport Beach. So
really?
Yes. So I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Random.
They have really good crime stories, like the Dirty John.
Sure.
Know? Yeah,
I know. If you want to know like where the real crime stories are, go to Amelia. She'll tell you.
I will. Yeah.
All right. Andrew S., 26, pro football player from Vienna, Austria. I just want to know, he lives there. He's not from there, but that's
right.
Fine.
Well, that's where he's playing pro football, right?
Yes. Which led me to wonder if it's soccer or football.
That's a good question.
It's probably American football, but I felt like they should have clarified.
Yeah.
I just want to say, turtleneck alert, Andrew S. is wearing a turtleneck.
Yes, he is.
Makes me think of Brendan, of course, but just in general, it feels like turtlenecks are kind of in, I suppose. I don't know.
I think they are. Yeah.
He has a nice smile.
Yeah.
Andrew S. is truly a man of the world. He spends half the year living in Vienna, where he plays professional football, the other half in Chicago, where he works as a football coach and a teacher's assistant.
Cool.
He says living in Europe has given him an updated outlook on life, where people work to live instead of live to work. He hopes to get married and have 5 kids. That's a lot. I think that's the kind of thing you say when you're 26. The one thing he cannot handle in a relationship is poor communication. Lucky for him, the Bachelorette has no trouble in that arena.
Nice.
My favorite thing about Andrew S. is that he says he loves to nerd out over ancient Rome and says seeing the Colosseum in person was a dream come true.
That's cool.
It is cool. I have to say, one of my personal like life highlights is going to Rome and seeing the Western Forum. It's like the old stuff is so cool. It's like crazy what they built in these ancient Roman times. Oh my
definitely.
God. So much work. He says he loves margaritas and will happily challenge anyone who says they can make a better one than he can. And
he's
very close to his 96-year-old grandmother. There's a lot to like about Andrew S.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy. Why
he
not?
He does. Yeah, you know? He does. An athlete. Sounds great.
I have nothing bad to say about the guy.
Me neither. Andrew S., we're rooting for you. Alrighty. And also Andrew S., maybe we'll see you in paradise if you're not with Katie.
Ooh!
It's another thing to keep in mind.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's happening.
So excited.
Next, Austin, 25, real estate investor, Mission Viejo, California. Austin has been very busy in quarantine. Not only does he work out at least 6 days a week, but in 2020
alone,
he flipped 20 properties and says that in 2021, his goal is to flip over 100. Let's just stop there. 2020 was an anomalous real estate year. So I hope he's aware of that. I don't think he's going to be able to get to 100 in 2021. And it's just not going to be the same. I hope when he set his goals, he was taking the pandemic into account because it made the real estate market go crazy. I'm worried that he's not realistic with his goal setting.
I feel like he definitely is an unrealistic goal setter. I mean, the guy freaking works out at least 6 days a week. Like, are you kidding me?
I know. I mean, that's just like, I'm tired. As y'all know from the Matt season, the constant working out confuses me.
Exactly. Also, like, that's the first thing you're going to lead with.
I know, right?
Embarrassing. Yeah.
Austin loves his white shoes and fears the day that someone spills on them. I'm just like, what shoes are these? Are they like Stan Smiths? Are they Converse? Are they like Nubuck white? Like, what are these white shoes? Can we get a picture?
Truly. Yeah. You're not going to give us a picture?
Super weird.
I don't know.
Next, Brandon. Brandon looks like his hair has been photoshopped in this photo. This looks like an Adam Sandler character's wig from The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, you know, he looks like, do you remember the actor French Stewart?
Yes, I do.
He looks like French Stewart disguised as a Bachelor contestant.
He's also wearing a lot of layers. He's wearing like,
oh
this
my
is
God.
Just very confused. He's wearing an undershirt. And then a button down and then a blazer, which is like a normal thing to wear, but not common in these Bachelor photos. But like, this just looks like this just looks super Photoshop. Like this, there's something off about this. It's confusing.
It's very weird. I'm sorry.
Brandon's 26. He's an auto parts manager. He's from Queens, New York. I do not think we have had a Queens, New York listing, like maybe in the entire time I've been covering The Bachelor for podcasts, which is like, I regret to inform everyone, almost 9 years. So I am shocked by this. I need to move on to another fact though.
Okay.
He attended Northwestern University, where he says he learned to outgrow behaviors that limit his progress as a person.
Whoa!
As I like to tell everyone, I too attended Northwestern University. I Do not. I loved it. I had a great experience.
Sure.
I dearly love my friends. Set me on the path I'm on today. Thank you, mm-hmm. Northwestern. It's not a place people go to outgrow behavior. In fact, I think you have to recover from behaviors learned at Northwestern. It's a socially weird school. So this is concerning for me.
That's such an interesting statement. I want to know more. I will give him that. I want to know more about him now. He would say those things, I guess.
He seems like he's kind of cool. He spends his time trying to learn new languages. Currently, yeah, he's fluent in Japanese and Spanish, and he's working on expanding his Korean. Cool. I mean, that's great. I don't know. I mean, his idea of a romantic gift is a home-cooked meal or a handwritten letter. That's sweet. Who doesn't like the simple things? I just don't know.
Well, not only that, but then there's also he loves to attend the occasional rave. Are you kidding me?
I mean, is that where he's listening to Japanese and Korean R&B? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm really confused by Brandon. Just really confused. Mostly by this Photoshop photo. It's very weird.
This photo of him is just why did he sign off on? Probably not. I mean, this is a bad photo. No offense to Brandon. I mean, I'm sure he's better looking and in motion, but God, this is just unfortunate.
It's just a really, really weird presentation. All right. Next, Brandon, 26, firefighter trainee from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thank you for specifying Canada website. Oh, Brandon. Brandon is the type of guy who always enjoys life to the fullest. He's currently in the process of becoming a full-time firefighter. Mm. Brendan is looking for a good back and forth banter, a sense of adventure, and an open mind. He has no specific deal breakers, but says that he loves being clean and organized and hopes to find a woman who feels the same. He's a straight shooter and says that nothing makes him happier than putting a smile on the face he loves. Brendan says he's in a great spot in his life to go on this journey and try to find a perfect match. This is an incredible snooze. I mean, there's nothing unique about Brendan.
Well, except that he doesn't really like vegetables.
That concerns me for a firefighter. Yes, huge red flag. Also, don't you need to be healthy?
Yeah, that's the number one thing about being a freaking firefighter. Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
I agree. That's a really big red flag. So
also concerning. Douse it in ranch dressing. I don't understand people who don't like vegetables. I know what's wrong with you.
Vegetables are foundational. It's a fact. It's water and vegetables. Next, our next real estate professional, Christian, 26, from Boston. His parents have been married since their early 20s, and he says he dreams of finding a long-lasting love like theirs. Okay. He wants a woman who is confident and driven. It makes sense considering how successful he is professionally. He sold over $25 million worth of residential real estate properties. These real estate guys really like to brag.
They really do. But also, what are you doing here? Isn't Selena Gomez single? You could be dating a celebrity, right?
Of all the celebrities, why'd you go with Selena Gomez?
I feel like she's kind of in the same vein as Ariana Grande. You know, she's a singer. Married. She's very popular. Yeah. And Ariana has her little real estate guy now.
Dalton Gomez. Right. He's a real estate dude.
I feel like the new thing for celebrities. It's we're done with the art people. We want realtors.
Gallery guys over. Right. Real estate brokers in.
Exactly.
Okay. Noted. He says he dreams of driving the Batmobile one day. I mean, I don't know, Christian.
Okay.
I don't care for that. Does he know that Batman's not real? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Cody, 27.
Cody.
Zipper sales manager.
What does that mean?
In San Diego. I do not know. I do not know what a zipper sales manager is, but I've been watching Called the Midwife a lot.
God. Yes, I've heard of that. It's been on my Netflix queue a long time.
I got sucked in. It's a really comforting, lovely show. And on a recent episode, there was a guy who had a rope making business. And I feel Cody could be the zipper guy on an old timey TV show.
Yeah. Maybe he watched Call the Midwife and was inspired.
Yeah, maybe. When he's not chasing the best waves he can find in the San Diego surf, he's hanging with his boys and making necessary moves to achieve his dream of owning a home by the age of 30.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, that's hard in San Diego and in Southern California. It's expensive. So good luck, Cody. He values nothing more than authentic connections, and he has no trouble being transparent with his feelings.
Okay, good.
You know, Cody's just one of us. His favorite TV show is The Jersey Shore.
Oh, so, I incredible. Love that.
I do too. I wonder if he's watching Family Vacation.
I hope so. He probably is, if it's his favorite show, you know.
If Cody could live in any other time period, he would be a cowboy in the Wild Wild West. Did they have zippers back then?
I don't think so. I feel like the zipper was a 20th century invention.
Who invented it? It's a great invention.
I don't know. It is a good invention.
We'll have to find out. Connor B. He's 29. He's a math teacher from Nashville, Tennessee. I like that. Math teacher from Nashville. That sounds like normal and good.
Yeah, that's a respectable job.
Yeah. He's lovable, quirky, and charming. He's an 8th grade math teacher with a master's degree in medical physics and a resume that includes nuclear engineer as a job title. Connor B. definitely owns his nerdy side, but he's not afraid to poke fun at himself. I'm into this. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm interested in why he decided to become a math teacher.
Maybe he just loves kids.
Cool. That's great.
This is like my favorite thing about Connor. One of his major deal breakers is a woman who doesn't respect waiters because there's no place for any bullying in his life. I completely agree. People who are rude to servers, I cannot deal with. It's the worst.
It is pretty bad. It is pretty bad.
It speaks so poorly, people, and so embarrassing to be a part of that.
That's so true. That is so true. I more points to Connor B. I do really like that he added that.
Me too. Oh my God. He also said he can eat cereal faster than anyone. I love cereal. That's great.
I wonder what kind of cereal.
Yeah, like sugary Cheerios. Like yeah, what are we talking here?
Because that's pretty easy. You know, the sugary kind? Like, come on.
Yeah, you just slurp it down. I love exactly. A Lucky Charms.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Connor C., former baseball player. Costa Mesa, California. A lot of Californians here. I guess Katie's from the West Coast, so.
Oh, right.
Seems like that could work out then. He's an athletic stud with Midwestern heart of gold. Maybe okay. He grew up in the Midwest then, actually, and just moved to Costa Mesa.
Okay.
I think it's kind of weird to move to Orange County in your 20s, but that's just me.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like so suburban. But
Well, yeah, that's true. You know what? I can't say that because my cousin recently moved to like Manhattan Beach or something. But
that's Los Angeles County.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, okay. Never mind then. Okay.
Also, it's like teaming with young people. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. But
okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah, she's normal.
This might be some Orange County bias. I'm sorry. This is, you know, one of my my worst vices is being very generalistic about entire regions of the country. Okay, at least it's California. That's moving true. On. Connor and Matthew McConaughey share birthdays. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you just like you run out of things.
I was going to say, if that's one of your fun facts, then you're not that fun. I'm sorry.
He says growing up, he loved puka shell necklaces. I mean,
okay. Well, tough. I mean, so many guys did. So I don't blame him.
It makes me think of Ethan from the Lizzie McGuire show.
Oh my God. Ethan Kraft.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Connor C. loves breakfast burritos and blueberry pancakes. I mean, this is generic as it gets. I like those things too, but I mean, let's do better.
Oh, poor Connor C.
Poor Katie. She's got to deal with this guy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right. It's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it with my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
David, 27, technical product specialist. He's also from Nashville. You know, I just want to say, every few seasons, there's a new center of gravity for the show, right? So we've been through Chicago, Denver, LA. It feels like it's New York right now. Is Nashville next? Could be.
I think it's definitely next. There are so many Bachelor people and just people in general, I feel like, are moving to Nashville and like Austin.
Yes, absolutely. Also, like, those are major pandemic hotspots. It's like Boulder, Nashville, and Austin.
Yes. Yes.
It's true. Shout out to Logan Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay. David is a first generation American born to and raised by Jamaican parents in New York. Shout out New York. He recently left the family unit in New York to pursue career opportunities in tech sales in Nashville. I like that David's so family oriented already.
Yeah.
David is looking for a woman who's intelligent and driven to succeed. He's extremely attracted to women who exude a quiet confidence. Synchronicity in life is of the utmost importance. I don't really know what synchronicity means in this sense. Like, you're aligned on stuff? That's like not the same as synchronicity.
Like, oh, okay. Well,
whatever.
You're
New York City's
me,
pizza
so.
Is David's favorite food. David was on the debate team in high school. That's kind of cool.
Sure.
And NSYNC is David's favorite boy band. I mean, no.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say David is kind of boring.
I think he is as well.
Sorry.
And also the Backstreet Boys are better. Alrighty. Gabriel, 35. The oldest man yet. He's an entrepreneur. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm sorry, but have you ever seen, what's that? There's like this one show on Netflix and it was about this French guy who killed his entire family.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, this guy looks exactly like that guy. So FBI, you might want to look into Gabriel.
Gabriel, also wearing a turtleneck under a blazer. Was it cold on this photo shoot day? I guess it did get cold in New Mexico, like in the winter or when they were filming this.
I think this guy is just like psychotic.
He does look like American Psycho.
He does.
It's a Patrick Bateman situation. He's got like a pocket square that's like fallen too deep into the pocket. Yes. Oh, no. You know what Gabriel wanted to say about himself, but he probably wasn't allowed? He's probably like, I'm a sapiosexual, because he wrote, Gabriel loves a woman who is as stimulated by intelligent conversations as he is and who truly knows herself inside and out. It's like, okay. Fair. Oh, man. He doesn't understand the concept of athleisure and believes that people should respect elegant styles of the past. Okay. Gabriel, what did you do during the pandemic? Were you wearing this blazer and turtleneck the whole time?
Seriously, what the fuck does that even mean? Oh, my God. I hope he goes night one.
This is Bennett 2.0. Gabriel loves to play tennis, and Sean Connery is Gabriel's favorite James Bond. It's like, okay.
Okay, what a brave statement. All right, whatever. They're trying to get another Bennett, and it doesn't work that way, yet they always do that.
This guy also looks like he would have been, like, in a 90s teen rom-com where he was, like, the French boyfriend who was, like, a jerk and yeah. Barry Watson like came in and swooped the girl out from underneath him or something.
Watson, yes.
When's the last time you thought about Barry Watson?
Oh, it's been years.
Years.
Years, actual years.
Seventh heaven, never forget. All right, Gabriel, we don't like you. Good luck to you, though. Next, yeah. Garrett. He's from Salinas, California, the home of John Steinbeck, of course. East of Eden, one of my favorite books.
Oh, there you go.
He's a software marketing manager. He was raised in this small California town where ranch life, barbecues, and baseball were the backdrop of his childhood. I mean, just say it, man. It's John Steinbeck territory. We've all read of Mice and Men. We went to high school. He now lives a life dedicated to his career in marketing. And Garrett loves being romantic and says the perfect date is a night out at his favorite steakhouse, followed by a cozy time at home and enjoying some good wine while getting warm by the fire. He is a YOLO type of guy, but take note, he is very loyal and is looking for a wife. What does that mean? Does YOLO imply that you can't be loyal and you're just like cheating on your girlfriend all the time?
I guess, according to Garrett, that's what it means. Weird. It's very weird. He's weird.
Garrett has a 5-year-old German shepherd named Archer and describes him as a very good boy.
Okay.
It's not a needle mover for me, but fine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who cares? Oh, my God.
He's not a fan of tangy foods. My first thought, does that include, like, ranch dressing? Where does he stand on ranch?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
That's, like, the tangiest food there is.
I know, and he probably hates it.
He wants to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. That's a deal breaker for me, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, why do you want to do that? Like, why? It's, like, that's, like, feeling the same as, like, I want to be an astronaut. Why?
Oh, okay.
To come close to death?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. Well, also, it's just like, well, then why aren't you scaling Mount Everest right now? Like, why are you on The Bachelorette?
Did he also, I don't know, it just seems hard.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either. So far, these guys are all negatives to me.
I know, they kind of suck.
So far, I just like Andrew S. because he lived in Austria. I think it was Andrew S. Greg, he's 27. He's a marketing sales representative from Edison, New Jersey. Greg is the full package. He's handsome, kind, vulnerable, and serious, but wanting to settle down. Greg considers himself a hopeless romantic, and a perfect first date would be something active like riding bikes, dancing, or going to a concert. Those are three really different activities.
Yeah. You're right. They are.
He says his parents are the definition of, quote, hashtag romance goals, close quote. I don't know, Greg.
My God. Watch his parents get divorced tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That's so dark, Amelia.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Greg dreams of seeing LeBron James play basketball in person. You know?
Okay, I then think buy a ticket.
It's a very achievable dream.
Like, what? Like, they have cheap tickets to Lakers games.
Also, this is year 17 of LeBron, I believe. There's been like a lot of opportunities to do that. Like, right. He's been on many teams in both conferences now. It's not hard.
It's not hard. It seems like it's more of a Greg problem. Like, Greg just doesn't care enough. So, rude.
Greg, it's back on you, man. Get a ticket, as Amelia said.
Oh, and also, Greg is not afraid to admit that he cries during movies. Yeah, join the fucking club, Greg.
Seriously.
Are you kidding me? I cry every day. Get on my level. Jesus.
Greg, you're out. We hate you.
Oh my God. These guys are really bad. Katie.
They suck. Poor Katie.
I hope they get better ones for Michelle. Jesus.
Maybe they're saving the good ones for Michelle because they know that people actually like her.
Okay.
Hunter, 34, software strategist from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Oh, Hunter. Hunter's wearing like a pattern on his shirt and they probably were pissed at him. You're not supposed to do that on photo day. Anyway. Hunter is a father of two amazing children who he lives to make happy. So now we know the only thing I'll probably learn about Hunter is that he's a parent.
That he's a dad.
Yeah,
seriously. He's a Jason Mesnick type.
I don't see Katie going for a father.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like her sex positivity does not combine with like with the talking points of having two kids. You know what I mean? Sort of like different rhetorical goals.
She wants to practice safe sex, not whatever Hunter's doing.
Not having children right now. Or whatever. I don't know. Anyway.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
Taylor Lautner.
Yes, he does. He looks like Taylor Lautner's like cousin from Oklahoma.
Yes, he does.
One of Hunter's favorite pastimes is people watching. Okay, me too. Also, that's tough because there's been no people watching for about 1 year. So,
oh my God, what has he been
other
doing?
Pastimes. Yeah, I know. He's never ridden a horse, but he really wants to. I don't know why. I've ridden a horse when I was a child, and I think I hated it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, I remember it being very hot. Every activity that I did as a kid when I was hot, I like really did not like.
I understand. It's yeah, I get that. I still hate hot activities. They're
me too.
Gross.
He has a pet parakeet named Zazu. Bird ownership, how do you feel about that? I guess he has kids, so it's kind of different.
Yeah, except I think they live for a really long time, and that's just not going to happen. Sorry.
I think Zazu is the name of the bird in Lion King, is it not?
It 100% is.
Okay, so he's a Lion King fan. I get it. That's a good movie. Good
yeah,
music.
I know. Yeah, sure.
Shout out to Elton John. We've made it to the Jays. This is another really weird job. I don't know what it is. I don't want to call it weird. I take that back. I just have never heard of it. Jeff is 31. He's a surgical skin salesman. He's from Jersey City, New Jersey.
So is he like a serial killer or what does that mean?
I know. I don't know. It must be something really technical. They're just trying to like make us feel uncomfortable by saying surgical skin.
Oh my God. You're so right. Oh my God. Of course they do that.
He's from a big, loving Italian family and looking to find the love that his parents have. You know, I just listened to the Goodfellas Rewatchable. I talked a lot about like Italian family. So I feel like it's really in the air for me right now.
Yeah, except I'll say this. I feel like everyone's always like, oh well, I love family because I'm Italian. It's like, well, okay, I love my family too, but I'm not Italian. Like,
I know,
why do we have
same.
To God, categorize
I feel like
this?
Like every culture is like, well, it really cares about family. Like literally every culture.
Or like every culture is like, I love food. I'm Italian. I love food. But it's like, yeah, well, I fucking love food too. Okay. God.
I know. Okay. This is what it says. Jeff is dealing with his clients both in and out of the operating room. I think that word is missing. Where Jeff works as an artificial skin sales rep. So I guess it's like to help people after the surgery.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
He's in medical sales. Let's just leave it at that. Jeff is energetic and outgoing, blah, blah, blah. If he could have any other job, which, okay, he would be a CIA agent, which, again, that seems kind of attainable. I don't know.
Yeah. Just
train for it. Apply as soon as possible. He's never met an animal that didn't love him.
Okay, bold that's statement. A little weird too, because it's like you're a surgical skin salesman. So, like, what do you befriend these animals and then you slaughter them? Is
oh my
that
God,
what's
Amelia,
going
that's so
on?
Dark.
Okay, but like you have to kind of think about that.
Jeff lives for good Italian food. He just lived up to your stereotype to a T.
Oh my God, Jeff.
I also love good Italian food.
Oh, me too.
Ravioli is one of my go-to meals.
Oh, I mean, just give me even like spaghetti and meatballs and I'm good.
Great meal. Great. All right, John, 27, bartender from Pacific Beach, California. John is a thrill seeker and here at The Bachelorette, thrill he will find. I mean, who wrote that?
I don't know.
I don't know. He says that between studying to get his pilot's license, surfing the San Diego breaks, going to EDM shows, and jumping out of planes, he's always finding ways to get his adrenaline pumping. This is an absolute stay away for me. This is just an absolute no.
The EDM? Yikes.
EDM shows, jumping out of planes, pilot. This is all no. This is too many thrills.
Too many. And also, his smile is weird. No offense.
It's just like he seems very intense. He just seems like he like doesn't nap. And
yeah,
I like nappers. He loves a vegetarian, which really tracks.
Okay.
He says if you've never had a kiwi berry, he wants you to Google them and eat one immediately. I mean, where would you get one? Can you just get it at the store?
Maybe. Do they have it on like Amazon? I don't know.
Here's one thing about John. He says he thinks swing dancing is so much fun. Okay. I bet he's a good wedding date because he's probably like really into it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I love that for him.
One thing in his favor, since we dislike most of these guys, I mean, I think we have to just take that win where we can. So, John,
I get that. What do you think of his love of smelling fireplaces?
Basic. I don't know. Get a candle that smells like one. He probably has one.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh, 25, IT consultant from Miami.
Josh is very handsome.
Very. Also wearing a turtleneck. Josh is another. I mean, Miami's another rising city in this pandemic tide. Mm. Although
yes.
Not in the long run because of hurricanes.
Good talk luck, about Miami. Dark. Yeah, no, it's
sorry.
True.
Josh is very handsome. He kind of looks like, you probably didn't watch Real World Paris, did you?
Is that the one with CT? Is that his
yes.
season? Yes, but I'm probably not going to remember.
He kind of looks like Adam to me from that season.
Okay.
Josh loves hard, says there's really no other way to put it. Wow, Josh coming out strong. I will say there's basically no other information about him here. It's like all really generic.
It's true. It's
he's
true.
He's looking for a woman that is kind, open-minded, and ambitious. Okay. He's family-oriented. Cool,
right.
Cool, cool. He hopes to travel to Asia one day. Okay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, okay.
Once again, very attainable. Yeah. Josh has to sleep on the right side of the bed. Interesting.
Okay.
And he starts celebrating Christmas in October. Where do you stand on that?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I mean, if that is what you want, do it. I don't care. Honestly, and I used to be like, wow, maybe we should, you know, leave some room between the hall. Now I don't care. Whatever. I'm fine.
I'm with you. It's like a rule that I'm not really looking to litigate.
Yeah, exactly.
However, at least wait until like November 1. I don't know. Do you want to muddle the Halloween message? I don't know.
I agree. Yes. Thank you. As someone who enjoys Halloween, let's celebrate Halloween. But then when it's November, it's all yours.
Josh.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got it. Good luck going to Asia. It seems really attainable once again. All right. Justin, also very handsome. 26, yeah. Investment sales consultant from Baltimore, Maryland. Justin is one hell of a catch. Tall. I'd like to know how tall. They should start including height.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'm so. It's like very unfair. It's like very like, you know, heightist, but they should just start including height. We're going to find out anyway. He's tall. He's handsome. He has a great career in investment sales. And for the cherry on top, he's an extremely talented painter. Ooh. Can see some good draw me like one of your French girls memes here.
Oh my God. Ew. But okay, sure.
Well, he's a talented painter. I don't know.
No, yeah. Whatever. I just, oh my God. Okay. My mind goes to places. But anyway, yeah.
For okay. Justin, that one woman is someone who is equally beautiful on the inside and out. Everyone says that on these bios. Like, we get it. You want someone beautiful inside, too. Sure. Trustworthy and committed to the idea of teamwork in a relationship. She's passionate about fitness, but also loves to enjoy a day of barbecuing and a good bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Yes, Justin. How do you feel about a Sauvignon Blanc spritzer? Would you accept that?
Ooh.
That's
like,
That's the best way to drink it. Okay. Justin considers himself to be very romantic and holds a lot of value in having a strong, intimate connection emotionally and physically. For Justin, this journey is all but finding his forever. So here's hoping he can find that meaningful connection with Katie. I like Justin. I feel like Justin is trying to like give out sexual vibes here without while still being within the confines of an ABC.com bio. But sure. I don't want to throw that out there.
Smart, honestly.
Also, he's like definitely very zeitgeisty. His favorite artist of all time is Basquiat. And if he could be any superhero, he'd be Black Panther. So like those are like two really popular things in culture and specifically on the internet.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Justin, we've got our eye on you. He's definitely my favorite so far.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Not hard though, because these guys suck.
I was going to say, yeah.
Justin, good luck. Next, Carl. Motivational speaker, huge red flag for me.
Really?
Yes. He's 34, also from Miami. I mean, I don't know. I just think of Greg Kinnear's character in Little Miss Sunshine.
I forgot about that, but yes.
Oh, God. He is looking for someone whom he has off the charts chemistry. She should be fun, spunky, and also love those same qualities. He's the type of guy who will take you jet skiing on a date and then read you a poem he wrote himself. Nothing is off the table. For him, life is an adventure that always needs a little extra spice. And if Katie's ready to turn up the heat, they're bound to hit it off. I mean,
okay. I mean, it doesn't really look like he's giving that much spice with his little arms across his arms pose. It's like, what are you
this
doing?
Looks like the picture that could be on the cover of his self-help book as well.
Oh my God, it does. Yeah.
His favorite holiday is New Year's Day because he loves the feeling of a fresh start. I relate to that. I also think it's very motivational speakery.
Yes, it is. It really is. And also, it's kind of a lie, but yeah.
He loves to play chess and he speaks English and French. Those are cool. Seems smart.
Yeah.
Chess is a smart man's game.
Yeah, but also idiots can play it too. So like, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Next, Kyle. Very handsome. 26, technical recruiter, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So they really did regional recruiting this time because Fort Lauderdale and Miami are like basically the same. So you got Nashville, Fort Lauderdale, Southern California, and then two guys from New York, one from Queens. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Actually, they both were from Queens. Actually, no, just one was of Jamaican parents. Maybe they live in Jamaica, Queens, who knows? Okay. Anyway, that's what made me think of it though. Anyway, Kyle, hot Kyle, I'm going to start calling him that. He's the most traditionally like Abercrombie-esque.
Yeah, totally.
Hot Kyle. Hot Kyle is not afraid to admit that he is looking for that romantic comedy kind of love that lasts forever. Oh. Wonder if he's a Nora Ephron or a more of a Hitch kind of guy. I bet Hot Kyle loves Hitch. It seems like he'd be into.
Hot Kyle loves Hitch.
It's a good movie.
It's delightful. I think I saw it in theaters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Will Smith.
Me too. I love Will Smith. I love Kevin James, to be honest. I know that's Kevin not James. Cool, but I do. No. And Eva Mendes. Who says no?
I mean, Kevin James on King of Queens. Wow. Just underrated. Seriously. So good.
This is like the 80th bio of this bunch where this says nothing about the guy. I mean, like literally nothing. He's looking for the princess to his Prince Charming. It's like, okay.
Okay. That's disgusting. Oh, he hates mayo and mustard.
So he hates condiments. Do you think he likes ketchup?
Well, yes, I do. Or else I think he would have added that in there.
And he'd have literally no condiments available to him. I mean, like, what would he do otherwise?
I don't relish. I don't know.
I feel like if you hate, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's the texture. A lot of people hate mayo. I love it personally.
It's okay.
Many hate it. Kyle's favorite flower is an orchid. That's cool.
Sure.
It's expensive. This is weird. Steve Irwin is Kyle's lifelong idol. It's not weird because Steve Irwin, I think, is like famous, but just like, I don't know, kind of random. Also, he's been kind of dead for a while. So like, what was the impact he had on hot Kyle at a young age?
Or wouldn't you think that like, I don't know, pick anyone else that's an animal conservationists.
These guys are really into animals. It's not for me.
So they wouldn't have been on your season of The Bachelorette.
That would have been a filter. It would have been like into animals. No. Hot Kyle, I think we'll be seeing you a lot.
I feel like he's definitely a final four guy because he's so hot. It's just like, okay, fine.
Yeah. And he's like wearing a good sweater, this sort of like textured sweater he's got going on.
Right. Well, and also it's like, again, out of this batch, it's like, well, clearly she's going to get this. She wants to at least go to the fantasy suites with this dude. Come on.
Totally. Got to see what Kyle's working with. All right.
Exactly.
Landon, 25, basketball coach from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Landon is going with some chest hair showing.
Oh,
it's a real choice.
And a cross.
Yeah. Landon is a kind, handsome, and outgoing guy who's ready to settle down after a very successful collegiate basketball career. We'll be checking on that. Don't you worry. While working hard to receive his master's degree in global business, Landon is finally ready for marriage and children. That's pretty cool.
Sure.
That's like a lot of stuff he's accomplished.
I guess, but he's only 25. Like,
that's true. And also, we don't have proof of any of these things. So we're going to.
That's true, too. Yeah.
He's got some good facts, though. His nickname is Sunshine, which I assume is based on Remember the Titans.
Remember the
Titans. Okay. Great, again, yep. Great movie. Fine.
Like, yes.
Landon is a proud and loyal believer. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't have a huge problem with Justin Bieber. Like, yeah, I think he was immature for a while. And yeah, but now I genuinely like his music. So whatever. I don't care.
Holy is a great song.
Hey, I will even take Peaches at this point.
Yeah, Peach is good. Peach is good. Landon loves a good game of Uno or Settlers of Catan. I have to say, I'm into it. I this sounds fun. Also, I bet he had a fun pandemic.
Yeah, I love a board game. So honestly, Landon, you seem like a fun dude. Yeah.
Christmas lights make Landon very happy. Landon, I'm into. I like him a lot.
He seems like a nice guy. Just like a fun.
He seems fun. Yeah.
He seems he's kind of giving me, and the image as well is giving me like youth pastor.
Definitely. Oh my God. He kind of looks like he could be on that HBO show, Righteous Gemstones.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
In a good way. Landon.
In a good way.
We finally found two people we like. We got Landon and we got Justin. And we, of course, got hot Kyle just because he's hot. All right. Marcus. Marcus is 30. He's a real estate agent from Portland, Oregon. Another real estate agent.
Love I guess. Sure.
He loves to play board games, Monopoly being his all-time favorite. And he finds great joy in taking in all that the Portland culinary scene has to offer. I wonder if he's watching Top Chef. I'm really in on Marcus. Marcus says he is, quote, amazing. I wonder why that's in quotes. Is that like a joke, making fun of women who say amazing a lot?
No, when describing himself as a lover.
Sorry. You're right. My bad.
You forget that part?
I skipped over it somehow. Marcus is definitely going to hit it off with Katie. I feel like the sex positivity will just work out.
Oh, God. Can you imagine, like, night one, he shows up. He's like, let me replace that purple dildo you had. Or, you know, like something corny like that. I'm like, okay. All right, Marcus.
I'm into Marcus. Wow. Strong back half here. Marcus likes to have music playing at all times. Me too. I literally wake up and play it immediately.
Wow.
He fears a world where soap does not exist.
I like this quote or this fun fact.
He would love to be Spider-Man for a day, even though he's terrified of spiders.
Okay.
And he loves the Los Angeles Lakers.
Cool.
Cool. He probably wants to see LeBron James play as well. Oh, no, yeah. You want to know what, actually? I bet he's a Kobe guy. If he's from the West Coast and he grew up watching hoops, he's probably like, LeBron's cool, but I'm all about Kobe. And I respect it.
Sure. Why
Marcus.
Not?
Marcus. All right. We're up to three that we like. Marcus. Also, I like his shirt. Marcus looks like a Portland guy in a good way.
Yeah, he looks like a pleasant person.
Yes, he does. Like someone you might actually want to talk to should you meet him out in the wild.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
On to Marty with the strong double necklace chain.
Wow.
Marty is 25. He's a dancer from Reno. He has big energy, big confidence, and a lot of love to go around. Is he trying to say he has BDE or what?
I think again, it's one of these, you know, restricted ways of saying... Yeah, BDE.
Okay. Though Marty loves to have fun, show off his rock and bod, underneath that boisterous exterior is a man with a sensitive soul who's serious about finding the one. I mean, cool. Okay. Marty loves to express himself through physical touch and says that he, quote, loves to love on and be loved on, close quote. Will Katie be all about the love with Marty?
I'm scared for Marty. I don't know.
He loves horseback riding. He explicitly prefers to watch movies indoors. I mean... Drive-ins aren't that popular, so no problem.
All right. Cool.
The way into Marty's heart is through a good bottle of cologne. I'm going to venture and say Marty's going home night one.
I was going to... Marty's a little too Nevada for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Reno. My God.
Reno, right. Though. Yeah, not Las Vegas. Okay.
Seriously. Enjoy, Marty. See ya. Michael. Michael looks like the guy that you met at synagogue. He's 36. He's a business owner from Akron, Ohio. He's a single dad whose world revolves around his amazing four-year-old son, James. When it comes to dating, the two of them are a package deal, and he wouldn't have it any other way. He lives a life that's incredibly fulfilling. His dream woman is compassionate, blah, blah, blah. He said that life is short, and he's ready to find a woman who makes him a better person. He's serious about finding love on this journey. We get it. He's ready.
He is ready, but I don't know if Katie is ready to be a mom.
She's not, as we already said, so I don't think he's going to go far.
Yikes, sorry. Also, he makes a mean plate of dino nuggies. Yeah, this guy's definitely a dad.
Is that a joke for other parents, of which there's one? I mean, whatever.
Right. Yeah, probably.
I feel alienated by his joke. Next, Mike, 31, gym owner from San Diego. I mean, when people find out this great-looking guy used to play professional baseball, they assume that he must be a, quote, player, but that could not be further from the truth.
Oh, good one.
He grew up in a very loving family where the cornerstone of his upbringing was his faith. We get it. He's just looking for one guy.
He's wearing a large
cross
chain.
Yes.
Very
large. He had a successful run in Major League Baseball, so dating was never really a priority. We will be checking that as well.
I was going to say successful. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, Mike, we don't know yet. So we work in sports, just so you know, at a sports website.
Exactly.
He does not like dessert, which is also a deal breaker. He occasionally describes himself as basic, and his goal is to visit 100 countries. These guys have really attainable goals. 100 is a lot.
But God, 100 is a lot, but still.
Yeah, like, even if you got to like 70, that would be impressive.
I mean, yeah, it's like, where did you read this in that one book that's like, visit 100 places before you die? Like,
100 places? Like, yeah, exactly.
So stupid. My God. Whatever. I don't like Mike.
Me neither. Mike, you're out. Next, Courtney. I love this spelling of Courtney.
Me too.
It makes so much sense. Why is this not the default spelling of Courtney?
I know. This is great. I love this.
Courtney is 26, nutrition entrepreneur from Dallas, Texas. P.S. It's spelled Q-U-A-R-T-N-E-Y for you listeners not following along on your phone or on your computer. Courtney says he's not afraid to make a spectacle. His goal in life is to leave behind a legacy. I mean, like, did they tell these guys to think about their legacy? Like, what the fuck?
Yes, probably. Honestly, probably, yeah.
He's here to make an impact and ready to fight for a chance at love. I mean, okay.
Oh. Wow.
He likes the country line dance. That's cool. Scuba diving at the top of his bucket list. Once again, did you read that on some guide on, like, 100 things to do before you die?
I mean, yeah, again, you can do this, Courtney. You know that, right? Like, you can take scuba diving lessons or just go on like a one-day scuba diving excursion.
You do it in a pool. You know, they do like at a resort. They'll do like, like they can do like the training before you go out.
Exactly.
Courtney's idea of a perfect nightcap is a robust bonfire of s'mores, music, and dancing. Does he know what a nightcap is? Because that's not a nightcap. That's just a night.
That's just a night. You're right. Okay. These guys, not the smartest bunch, but that's okay.
That's fine. Next, we have Thomas. He's 28. Another real estate man.
Oh, my God.
He's from Poway, California. I've never heard of that. I'm going to look it up on the map, but that's cool. Again, well, it must be Southern California because, as we know, they did regional recruiting, which honestly makes sense with COVID, right? Like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and I will say this is like, in like the San Diego area generally. It's Southern California still, as we suspected.
Gotcha.
Anyway, he's a true believer that everything happens for a reason. Says the timing to meet Katie cannot be more perfect for him. Can't wait to find out why. He's looking for someone with a healthy appetite because Thomas's love language is food. He looks forward to showing someone his beloved city of San Diego and he loves burritos, burgers, and brunch in San Diego. Above all, he's done looking for a good time, is ready to find one to last a lifetime. So he's not here for a long time. He's not here for a good time. He's here for a long time. Is that how it goes, Drake?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Also, again, with the says the timing to meet Katie could not be more perfect for what does that mean? Is he recently divorced? Did he have some kind of come to Jesus moment? What's going on here?
That's a great question. Also, these real estate guys, it's been a really hot real estate market. Why are they taking time off? I don't get it.
I know.
I like people committed to their careers on this show.
They don't seem very committed. It's not looking good. Also, one of the fun facts is that Thomas often wonders if The Rock really can eat everything he posts on Instagram for his cheat meal days. That's one of your fun facts.
I agree, though. Good question,
oh my
Thomas.
God.
I mean, The Rock is just hard to believe.
Well, clearly, yeah. Yeah, I can't even get into The Rock or else this is going to be another hour. So, sure. Okay, fine.
We'll say that for our Rock podcast.
Okay. I just think, like, why would you, like, that's not anything about you. I don't know. Just save
it's
that
true.
As a conversation topic.
It's true. Save it for, like, your chit chat on night one because you're going right. to need it. Like, what else are you supposed to talk about, Katie? The Rock is universal, so it actually would be good.
Right.
Thomas is guilty of rocking the Ed Hardy trend back in high school. Thanks for admitting it, Thomas. I appreciate it.
You know what? That's true. Thank you for being upfront.
I mean, someone had to be honest.
And
all
it
right.
might as well be Thomas. Yeah.
We've got one left, Amelia. Can you believe it?
It's
Trey.
Huge. This is exciting. Trey.
He's 26. He's a software engineer from Covington, Georgia. He's a handsome catch with a huge heart. I mean, are these guys writing this stuff about themselves? Because if so, it's just like embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Once again,
Trey does not look 26, but sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I don't know. You could tell me he's any age and I'd probably believe it. I can't judge anymore. Once again, this is a bio that says nothing. Big family, new experiences, passion, blah, blah, blah. Trey's favorite activity is to meet his friends for their brunch and book club. That sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
That's like a nice iteration on brunch.
Yeah.
Trey loves the harmonica. That's cool. I hope he brings it so we can get some good bloopers at the end of him playing.
Mm-hmm.
He's irrationally terrified of piranhas. I just want to go ahead and say it's not irrational.
I was going to say, yeah, that seems like a pretty rational
fear. Good one, man.
Okay.
You know? That's fine. Yeah. One of these guys, was it Austin? I can't remember who it was, but now that we've been doing this, I don't remember who it was. I'll have to figure it out. But one of them said he can't wait to take his future wife swimming with sharks. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I need to figure out who that was. I'll report back.
Oh my God.
It was Brendan, the firefighter trainee. One day, Brendan hoped to take the love of his life swimming with sharks. I was just like, okay, that's really fucking weird, but sure.
That is really weird.
All right. So here's the top of our list. Andrew S., because he lived in Austria. That's like the main reason why.
Yeah.
But no, he has some cool stuff about him. Justin, I was really into him. Hot Kyle, just because he's hot. And Landon, because he's going to be on Righteous Gemstones season 2.
Agreed. Yeah.
Ellen Marcus, of course, Mr. Portland.
Yes.
That's my top five. I mean, that's who I'm going with.
I mean,
and
I co-sign.
Thank you.
I mean, I co-sign because you're correct, but also it's like...
Not a lot to pick from.
Yeah, exactly.
Slim Pickens here.
Like, ooh,
Slim Pickens.
Worried for Katie, but maybe not because it seems like production wrapped early, so...
Yeah, apparently it wrapped a week early, so that's going to be tough to figure out the cadence of episodes, and I'm going to need to do some digging on that so we can plan our podcast properly.
Right.
But yeah, I wonder what that means, if she pulled a Claire or...
Wow.
Who knows? I don't know any spoilers, to be honest, and I'm going to try to keep
Same.
It that way. It's hard to avoid, but I've just, you know, I think like one thing we didn't talk about was the Reality Steve situation with the many contestants saying how he kind of, you know, harassed them. And I think that's terrible. I hope they're all okay. And I think that's like a reason to really avoid his info because he just doesn't get it in like
totally
in good ways. So we're avoiding some Reality Steve around here. And
seriously, also his website sucks. I mean, have you ever gone to it? It is so many ad units. It literally loads the moment it reloads once you read a sentence. So don't support him.
Not ideal. Don't just, you know, we're going to go on a spoiler free journey as much as we can. So
excited.
Amelia, thank you so much for joining me. Just some programming notes. Next week on May 26th, we're talking Real Housewives. The week after that is the week leading up to The Bachelor. So we'll just get back into Batch. That will also be on Wednesday, June 2nd. But then the show comes back on June 7th. And as of then, we will be going back to our Monday night and Thursday schedule. Looking forward to it. We're going to get back into this beautiful journey together. Caitlin and Tayshia are waiting for us, as is Katie in her pixelated photo. Let the journey begin. Amelia, thank you so much. Catch more of Amelia on The Ringer YouTube channel. She's going to be recapping the season when it comes back. Right now, she's recapping The Masked Singer. And you can also check her out on Tea Time on Ringer Dish. And thank you to Kaya McMullen for producing this episode. I'll be back next week.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.